Mainly just
a fear of failure kind of thing for me. Specific event, kind of failure when it came to school, when it came to my dedication to what I was doing, a task at hand, and my loss of my feeling of being able to achieve it. So that kind of old self-doubt, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a bigger, longer thing, but we'll see if we can get a piece of it.
Yeah.
So so do you have something coming up? That
Starting school, I just actually moved back from here to there to reface it. So, yeah.
Okay, and so when you say that in front of the whole group, how does it feel?
Good.
Feel a little tight there?
A little bit.
Let me see how it helps. Yeah, that doesn't feel good to me. Okay, so... okay, so say it again. I'm going to go back and try again.
I'm refacing my fear.
Okay, and how do you feel like you're going to do?
Awesome. Empowered. I've been kind of righting a wrong in my life. So, yeah.
Okay, do you see the expression? Does it match the words yet?
Okay,
let's change
there?
That. Yeah, let's change that. Okay, even though. My head's absolutely there.
My head's absolutely there.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
I can do it.
I can do it.
I'm choosing to do it.
I'm choosing to do it.
And I already signed up.
And I already signed up.
I'm going to make it happen.
I'm going to make it happen.
I'm going to make it work.
I'm going to make it work.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If all parts of me.
If all parts of me.
This emotional body.
This emotional body.
This energetic body.
This energetic body.
Could be in alignment.
Could be in alignment.
With this physical desire.
With this physical desire.
This mental desire.
This mental desire.
This determination.
This determination.
To get it right this time.
To get it right this time.
I really. Deeply. Desire.
Desire.
To forgive myself.
To forgive myself.
It's really hard to forgive myself.
It's really hard to forgive myself.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could let the past.
If I could let the past.
Go now.
Go now.
I didn't do a good job.
I didn't do a good job.
I slacked off.
I slacked off.
I screwed up.
I screwed up.
It's a bummer.
It's a bummer.
I've been paying for it too.
I've been paying for it too.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could leave that behind me.
If I could leave that behind me.
And move forward from here.
And move forward from here.
I'm asking.
I'm asking.
I'm intending.
I'm intending.
All parts of this body.
All parts of this body.
All parts of this spirit.
All parts of this spirit.
All parts of my energetic body.
All parts of my energetic body.
All parts.
All parts.
Of my human mind.
Of my human mind.
To be in alignment now.
To be in alignment now.
With my potential.
With my potential.
I pretty much acted my age.
Acted my age.
And it's embarrassing.
And it's embarrassing.
And I have to live with it.
And I have to live with it.
And a lot of people know.
And a lot of people know.
And sometimes it comes up.
And sometimes it comes up.
I want to be at peace anyway.
I want to be at peace anyway.
The truth is.
The truth is.
I've always done. The very best I could.
The very best I could.
It doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't feel that way.
It's so much easier for me.
It's so much easier for me.
To feel bad about me.
To feel bad about me.
And think. I could have done it differently.
I could have done it differently.
I want to be open to the possibility.
I want to be open to the possibility.
That if I could have done it differently.
That if I could have done it differently.
I might have.
I might have.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
And there's a whole bunch of them.
And there's a whole bunch of them.
I just couldn't pull it off.
I just couldn't pull it off.
I didn't have the focus.
I didn't have the focus.
I didn't have the discipline.
I didn't have the discipline.
I want to move forward from here.
Anyway.
I want to feel really good.
I want to feel really good.
About being me.
About being me.
That's been a while.
That's been a while.
Even though. I didn't make the choices.
I didn't make the choices.
I wish I would have made.
I wish I would have made.
And this really happened to me.
And this really happened to me.
And I feel all kinds of emotion about it.
And I feel all kinds of emotion about it.
And I never want to look there.
And I never want to look there.
But it's true.
But it's true.
It's been really hard.
It's been really hard.
It's been really uncomfortable.
It's been really uncomfortable.
To be me.
To be me.
I want to step forward.
I want to step forward.
Into a new opportunity.
Into a new opportunity.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could be open.
If I could be open.
To the possibility.
To the possibility.
Of seeing this.
Of seeing this.
Differently.
Differently.
I got my midlife crisis.
I got my midlife crisis.
Out of the way early.
Out of the way early.
It was really good planning.
It was really good planning.
I didn't have that much responsibility.
I didn't have that much responsibility.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be lovely?
If I did all the hard part.
If I did all the hard part.
Early.
Early.
That would work for me.
That would work for me.
Because I never want to feel that way again.
Want to feel that way again.
I want to keep my word.
I want to keep my word.
To me.
To me.
Somehow I forgot.
Somehow I forgot.
It always felt. Like I had to be responsible.
Like I had to be responsible.
For other things.
For other things.
It was always about.
Other people.
Obligations.
Obligations.
Responsibilities.
Responsibilities.
When truly. I felt bad. Because I didn't keep my word. To me.
And I think.
I'd like to consider.
I beat myself up.
Plenty for that. So wouldn't it be nice. If I truly could be in alignment.
With where I'm going from here.
Wouldn't it be nice? If I get a full do-over. Not just in school.
But in my heart. In my mind.
In my head.
In my body.
I want a do-over.
I want a clean slate.
Even though.
I don't know if I believe in that.
I'm afraid.
If I let go of the guilt.
If I let go of the shame.
If I let go of the discomfort.
What the heck will motivate me? And I want to forgive.
This culture.
This society.
For teaching me
through guilt and shame
instead of teaching me
how to keep my word
to myself
how to feel great
being me
at the time
I thought it was fun
I thought it felt better
but the truth is
the choices I made
No longer serve me.
Not even in guilt.
I really want to let it go.
I would like to cut.
All energetic ties.
To any and all choices. That have caused me shame.
And guilt.
I would like to cut. All energetic ties. To all judgment.
For myself.
From others. That no longer serve me. The truth is. I really want to do it differently.
This time.
I want to do it for me.
And I want to feel good being me.
No one ever taught me that.
They don't even teach that in school.
They want you to suffer.
They want you to pay lots of money.
And work hard.
And no one ever talks.
About feeling good.
I want to do it differently.
Because the truth is.
I'm doing this do-over.
Because I deserve it.
I am.
A good son.
I am.
A good friend.
I do deserve.
Every good thing.
I desire.
And I want to forgive myself.
For buying into everyone else's.
Judgment.
On what I should do.
At what age? I just got the yucky stuff.
The confusing lost stuff.
Out of the way early.
I'm ready to get focused.
And meet my potential.
I'm ready.
To have fun.
Being me.
Okay, deep breath. Okay, so now tell us you're going back.
I'm going back.
That's much
better. I'm already there.
There you go. Okay, and I would suggest... you look very different right now. Before you test or do work, mm-hmm. quick round or two, you'll do everything a lot quicker and easier.
Okay.
It gets your mind a little more focused.
Okay.
And if you look it up, the nine gamut, I don't ever use that in a group, but if you look it up, that actually gets both sides of the brain working together. So that would be a very helpful tool if you have to study and focus and be disciplined.
Are you feeling that I have a problem with that?
Well, I would think anybody in school at some point has a problem with that.
Because I do, obviously, so okay.
Okay, so that will help. Can you feel anything in your body?
Yeah, warm, fuzzy, weird.
Yeah, running right up the back. I bet Joel didn't promise you warm fuzzies, did he?
Yeah, he didn't. I had no idea.
Before I let you out of the chair, any specific memories come up, or...?
Just like feeling my parents, just like that, you know, disappointment, that unspoken kind of thing.
Okay, let's just do a quick one. Gee, do you think we can all relate? Okay. Even though.
I let them down.
And I feel it.
I feel it.
I breathe it.
I feel it.
I know it.
And I feel it some more.
Doesn't even matter where I am. I feel it in the dark. I feel it when I'm sleeping. I feel it when I wake up. I just feel it. And even though.
They have every right.
To do that parent thing. I'd like to cut all energetic ties now. To that very old emotion. Yes, they felt it. And then they got over it. They don't want me to feel bad. The truth is. They were not sending out a signal. To beat me down.
To berate me.
To make me feel this awful. I don't really think they were. So wouldn't it be nice? If this body.
If this human mind.
Could acknowledge. I messed up. In the parent book. I didn't follow the manual. I'm not a parent. I didn't realize it would feel so bad. I never screwed up like that. It felt really, really bad.
All around me.
Within me.
Directed towards me.
I really want to let that go now.
If I could hold on to this judgment.
And feel all this discomfort. And have it change.
What happened?
I would.
The truth is.
It's not making.
Anyone feel better.
Holding on to this. It happened.
My parents were disappointed.
Because they want the best for me.
They want an easy life for me.
They think I'm going about it.
The hard way.
They're not judging me. Because they don't love me.
They're wanting things.
To go easy for me. They want me to have. A wonderful life. Why can't I feel the love in that? The support in that. This need. To feel my parents' judgment. And suffer.
I'd gladly do it.
If it eased it. Anything for any of us. But the truth is. Remembering.
Holding on to.
This judgment discomfort. No longer serves us. And I'm asking for healing. Not just for me. But for every parent. Every child. Who hasn't gotten it right. The first time. This really happened. My parents are fine. I'm fine.
I get a do-over.
I get to make them proud. For the rest of my life. I might be smarter than they think. I got all my screwing up. All my slacking off. Done early. I assure them.
I assure me.
It's much more acceptable. At this age.
So wouldn't it be nice?
If my parents, if myself,
if we could move forward
from here.
It happened.
It's over now. This really happened. There was a lot of pain. A lot of unspoken sadness. It really happened. It's over now.
I want to go forward.
From here.
From here.
Okay, big deep breath. So I'll just give you a heads up.
I'm ready.
You might get an interesting phone call from your parents or card or something.
Okay.
Yeah, because when you do this kind of work and you heal within yourself,
yeah,
energetically affects them too.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.